NCAA calls off Jim Harbaugh's four-game suspension. By Warner Todd Houston on August 14, 2023. On Saturday, the NCAA announced that it was rejecting the deal made by negotiators with Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh for a four-game suspension over recruiting violations. It was widely reported that Harbaugh would be handed the suspension after the negotiators negotiated the sentence. But now the full committee has rejected the deal and in no uncertain terms. According to the Associated Press, there is an outside chance that the NCAA will accept the suspension. It is not uncommon for the Committee on Infractions to seek clarification on key facts prior to accepting. Derek Crawford, NCAA Vice President for Hearing Operations, told the AP. The COI may also reject a negotiated resolution if it determines that the agreement is not in the best interests of the association or the penalties are not reasonable. But the NCAA did not seem very interested in the deal. On Saturday, the committee put out a rare statement. The Michigan infractions case is related to impermissible on and off-campus recruiting during the COVID-19 dead period and impermissible coaching activities. Not a cheeseburger, Derek Crawford, the NCAA Vice President of Hearing Operations. It is not uncommon for the COI to seek clarification on key facts prior to accepting. The cheeseburger reference was aimed at some media reports that likened the case to buying a cheeseburger. Harbaugh's attorney was not pleased with the NCAA's statement, ESPN reported. Pursuant to the NCAA's internal operating procedures, and under threat of penalties, Michigan, the involved coaches, and their lawyers are prohibited from uttering a word about this ongoing case, attorney Tom Mars said in a statement. Yet the NCAA can issue a public statement putting its spin on the case? The NCAA is investigating Michigan for alleged recruiting violations that occurred during the COVID-19 dead period. Harbaugh is facing a potential Level I violation for failing to cooperate with NCAA enforcement staff, sources told ESPN last month. Additionally, the program faces four Level II violations, which are less significant in scope, ESPN noted. Harbaugh was expected to take a four-game suspension, which would end his part in the investigation. But now that is all in doubt. He has been Michigan's head coach for 9 seasons and has amassed a 74-25 record. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.